Today on Rockin' the Suburbs!
You've got mail.
Hello, welcome to Rockin' the Suburb. On behalf of Jim Linehan, my name is Patrick Foster, and I'm hosting today's episode where we're going to go through a little bit of the correspondence that has come in over the past month or so. We're busy in January, taking care of our January business of rounding up the best picks from our listeners from the previous year in music, and we have done that. I want to thank everybody. Plan is to have a playlist and roundup of everything out to you guys on Friday, if we can. And we've got a few different pieces of correspondence here today to deal with. I want to start with some feedback on episodes 1523 and 1522. And those were episodes that Scott Parks and I did on Lou Reed's 80s albums. And we went through the albums that he released in the 80s. And I want to thank Scott very much for all his insight into those albums. That was really a lot of fun to record. First, Jason Goel has written in, and he says, quote, Lou Reed was one of my all-time favorites. One of my favorite concerts of all time was when he played New York City's Town Hall when he was touring behind the Edgar Allan Poe record, and it was him, a cellist, a drummer, and a backup singer. One of the most beautiful evenings of music I have witnessed. He goes on to say, my gateway into Lou was the 80s stuff, especially the stuff which you spotlighted on the second episode. I had probably heard Walk on the Wild Side on New York radio at some point prior to the release of those albums, but never really sought out anything else from him at the time. He started to pique my curiosity when he played I Love You, Suzanne as a musical guest, and when he played Amnesty International show at Giant Stadium, which aired on MTV. I think his whole half-hour set from that is on YouTube. However, it really kicked in when I had a roommate in college who brought New York to our music collection, and I'm pretty sure that he also was my introduction to new sensations. I guess one thing I thought of, especially when you brought up the Velvet Underground as part of your conversation, is that sometimes an artist may need to make some music which is accessible to the general public to get you to dive into the back catalog. I think that was the case for me, for Bowie, as Les Dance was my first exposure to him. It definitely was the case for me with Lou Reed. So I realize you like those 1980s albums, but I guess that I would say for me, I am thankful for them. I don't know if it was his intention, and I guess you think at least with Mistrial that he was trying to fit into the general 80s scene. But if it was, it definitely worked on me. As we approach the 10th anniversary of his death later this year, I say rest in power to a genius, and thank you to Lou. We also have an email from George Manis here, and he was writing in about the same episodes, and in particular, the episode where we were talking about Growing Up in Public, which was recorded in Montserrat, and Scott and I were sort of saying, wow, that doesn't seem like a very Lou place. And George writes in to say, quote, an addendum to your mention of Lou Reed's recording that album in Montserrat. In Under the Volcano, a 2021 documentary about George Martin's studio there, there are a lot of clips of musicians talking about what a wonderful time they had working there. About the only unhappy customer was Lou Reed, and I quote from the movie, that wasn't a good experience for me. You know, palm trees in the ocean and the sand's too relaxing. I need to hear traffic.
It's fun. dressed in black. Your shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late.
Thank you, George, yeah, and Jason for getting in touch about Lou Reed. Really appreciate that. Moving on here, we've got a voicemail from Tim Hoffman, who is discussing episode 1504, which was put together on December 8th by Mike Wagner and Nick Scalera. And they used, the basis of the conversation was the anniversary of John Lennon's assassination, but also to talk about the power of music and how it binds us together and evokes our memories. And let's see what Tim had to say about that.
Hi there, this is Tim Hoffman, and I am calling in response to the December 8th Rockin' the Suburbs podcast that Mike Wagner and Nick Scalera hosted, and want to say thank you to both of those gentlemen, and also just speak to their point, and I echo a lot of what they said. This date, I know it's coming up on the calendar every December, and I know how I'm going to feel. That's what Nick Scalera said, and that's exactly how I feel. I was a senior in high school in December of 1980, and early December, I was one of those people because of some older brothers who are big music heads, and my next older brother, Stephen, who is a big John Lennon Beatles fanatic at that time. And we were listening to Double Fantasy, John Lennon, Yoko Ono's album. And early December in Northeast Ohio, working at a drugstore after school and sometimes after my shift, walking through the snow as it's falling down in my little town over to a bar that I could get served back then. The town tavern had beer on tap, had a mistletoe on a wire that would just run around the bar so the barmaid could get a kiss from whoever sat down that she wanted to have a kiss with. Early December, that song, Just Like Starting Over, is the sound of that time. It is the sound of that moment in my life. And then just a week later or so, I had fallen asleep on the floor in the family room with my brothers and sisters watching Monday Night Football, and I conked out. And my brother Steve woke me up and told me what happened. And I thought it was a dream at first, a bad dream. And like Nick, I had to kind of walk away and kind of have a moment to myself to just kind of begin to even try to understand what John Lennon's murder and the loss of him meant to me, meant to the world. And I'm still dealing with that because he is someone that I really listen to a lot and listen to very closely. That's how things were for me at that time and still are. Love everyone in the Rock in the Suburbs community. Thank you so much. Peace.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. Starting over.
Thank you, Tim, very much for that voicemail. That was really a great episode that Mike and Nick put together, and I want to thank Mike for taking the initiative and doing the editing on that one, too. That's always so helpful. Thank you so much, guys. And right now, we have one more voicemail that came in from Jeff in Menlo Park, California. And like I said, most of the stuff came in late December or January, sometime around. But he's got some general comments, and we always appreciate those. And so would love to hear him. And I also want to tell anybody who's got any comments about any of the episodes, whether it's new music or Tom Verlaine or Patrick Shut Up or whatever it might be, comments are always welcome. You can send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. Just attach a voice file there. Or you can call our suburban party line, 612-440-1984. And that will get through to us as well. So right now, let's end up today's episode with the voicemail from Jeff from California. Thank you, Jeff. Take it away.
Hey, Pat and Jim. It is Jeff here calling in from beautiful, wet Menlo Park, California. And just catching up with some of the best of shows. And goddamn, Down with the Ship. I had never heard this Todd Rundgren and Rivers Cuomo song until the best of, and it literally just plays in my head nonstop ever since. So kudos. Thanks for exposing me to some new music. Definitely going in my best of playlist for 2022. And looking ahead to 2023, now that I've reconnected with the pod, I should mention I am a listener from the old days and didn't realize until last year that you guys had restarted up. So I've been catching up on some back catalog episodes, and especially enjoyed the MTV episode done earlier this year. Is my background is from the music industry, 30 years, including a decade at MTV, and hearing you guys talk about the book was great. I've got lots of stories to share about my MTV days and beyond, working for bands, touring, etc. So maybe someday we'll bring those to light on the show. But in the meantime, I wanted to say Happy New Year. I'm glad I've rediscovered the show and getting exposed to some new music. So until next time, Jeff is over and out.
Something going wrong. We got red skies at dawn. Can't find the captain and the lifeboat's gone.
We're going down with the ship. We're going down, 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 down with the ship.
Lou.